This is the Tiger 102.75.
Two boats that were part of a museum that commemorated the deadly tsunami in 2004 have been torn down in Phang Nga, provoking a furious backlash on social media. A coordinator of the Andaman Network took to Facebook yesterday to condemn the boat's destruction and point the finger of blame squarely at Phang Nga's chief cultural officer. Phang Nga residents and relatives of the tsunami victims are wondering why the province's chief culture officer ordered 2 months ago that two memorial tsunami boats cum museums in Phang Nga district have been torn down. The Andaman Network says, "We don't believe that the government will reconstruct them again as they have claimed. We're very sad as we're planning to commemorate the 14th anniversary of the tragedy this December." But Phang Nga's cultural officer says, "We are building the two museums on the same location with a 60 million baht budget. The project budget also includes another 30 million baht to renovate the boats that were dismantled." She said it will comprise a new building plus these boats. "During the construction of the new building, we have to remove the boats for security reasons. However, we will preserve them and then we'll surely reconstruct them and convert them back into the museum again." You can read the full story and a lot more details at thetiger.com. The PM Prayut Chan-o-Char yesterday assured his visiting Malaysian counterpart, Mahathir Mohamad, that the peace dialogue in the Deep South will continue and that Malaysia will continue playing the role of facilitator. The two premiers met at Government House and the big topic of the day was the violence-wracked Deep South. Violence has rocked the predominantly Muslim region since early 2004, claiming over 7,000 lives so far, and dialogue with insurgent groups, initiated since 2013, has yielded no significant results. And Kopi P immigration officers were in Kopi P to continue their crackdown on illegal foreigners. Raids on Aonang in Krabi and PP have uncovered 113 cases of illegal entry, overstays, working illegally and other offences. The Krabi immigration chief says that PP is one of Thailand's main international tourist destinations. Many foreigners are visiting the island and check into hotels every year. He said this month's crackdown has included 28 overstaying foreigners, 4 cases of illegal entry, 1 drug offender, 3 wanted foreigners, 10 illegal workers and 67 other cases. To fulfil his vow to, by the end of the month, rid Thailand of 7,000 foreigners who have overstayed their visas, Acting Immigration Police Chief, Police Major General Surachat Hakpan, yesterday led some 1,000 officers to X-ray, as he calls it, 25 locations in Pathom Thani. He said they were seeking foreigners living unlawfully in the kingdom, as well as drug and gun suspects. By the end of the day, Surachat said his officers, who included police commandos, initially found more than 1,000 foreigners in the Klong Luang district. Surachat says that the Operation X-Ray Outlaw Foreigners action was part of the government's policy for the army, police and administrators to crack down on transnational criminals throughout Thailand. The crackdown has had a particular focus on those without documents or who have overstayed their visas and engaged in wrongdoing. Chulong police say they're still hunting for two suspects who on Tuesday night robbed a shop in Chulong and sped away with 3,000 baht in cash and a gold necklace. One used a weapon believed to be a knife to threaten a female staff member and took a gold necklace valued at 20,000 baht. Another suspect took 3,000 baht from the till. The incident was captured on CCTV and the police believe they'll have an arrest within days. And a Canadian woman arrested in Chiang Mai for spraying graffiti on the old city walls said she's sorry and terrified about what's to come next. 22-year-old Brittany Schneider was in Chiang Mai last Thursday when she said she got ridiculously drunk. Speaking to the Canadian media, she said they were walking back to their hostel when they found a bottle of spray paint. She and a friend from Liverpool in England started spraying graffiti on the brick wall. She says, "I came to my senses as I finished writing the letter B and I stopped because I knew it was wrong." She soon came to her senses, but she said it was already too late. The gates, originally built in the 13th century and then rebuilt and renovated a number of times, is part of the wall around central Chiang Mai. The pair were initially charged with vandalizing, which carries a penalty of up to 10 years in prison and a fine of 1 million baht.